Vanity of vanities. All there is vanity. This is the quote from Koheleth in today's first reading from the Book of Wisdom. There was once a story told of the great Alexander the Great, the great commander, one of the greatest military commander and greatest heroes of leader of his time. There's a story told of that he'd just returning from a great military campaign and victory. And on his return back to their home, he got sick with a simple virus and was on his deathbed. And he called his generals around him and he asked and he gave them three deathbed wishes to abide by. The first he says is, when I die, I want the pallbearers to carry, the pallbearers to be only the physicians who have attended to me, the doctors who have attended to me. And they alone will carry my body to the place of rest. And then the second request was that from the place of rest to my final burying place, I want you to sprinkle the whole road with all the gold and silver and precious stones that I have gathered all these years. And the third request is that when I'm finally buried in the coffin and the casket, I do not want my hands folded as reverence for a great king and folded in a woven fabric. I want them instead, the hands, to be opened and laid outside the casket. So the generals gathered and said, yes, of course, and they duly left his audience. One general, his closest general, came back and said, and he took the Alexander the Great by his hand and said, look, Your Majesty, you are a great and worthy king, and we will do everything that you requested. But can I ask humbly why? They're so strange, your requests. And so with strength, he pulled himself up and he said, the first, I want everyone to realize that when the pallbearers are the physicians, that they will be the one to carry me. I want the whole world to know that while doctors can help us, they can never stop death coming to collect us. Number two, he says, all my life I've been a military commander, I've been a great commander, and I've collected many parts of silver and gold and precious stones, and I've wasted so much of my life collecting that. I want everyone to know that the road to my death is full of all that stuff, but none of it I get to take with me. And the third one, my hands outside the casket, I want everyone to realize that I came into this world with empty hands, and I leave this world with empty hands. Now, it's a legend of Alexander the Great, and I'm not sure if he actually said those things, but certainly of his ilk and of his leadership style to be that humble in death. But the message that is left there is very similar message to what we hear today in the scripture. In all three scriptures, in fact. This whole idea that there's nothing we get to take with us, or as we I've often heard said the more parochial phrase we have, there's no trailer behind a hearse, right? There's nothing that goes with us, right? We don't take anything with us. Well, in Koheleth, in this Book of Wisdom, he used this vanity of vanities, and he's trying to impress upon everybody how important it is to have a focus in life, and the focus ought to be in God. And that everything else disappears except God. And he's really super clear. Now, just for a moment, it's important to understand this word, vanity. It gets translated kind of strangely as vanity. We think of vanity as in our own, you know, this whole sort of shallowness. And there is a certain, that's true, right? But the way the Hebrew word is hevel. And hevel means, the best way to describe it is, you know, on a cold morning and your breath has vapor, right? And then disappears, right? You can see it and then disappears, right? That's hevel. It just comes and it goes, right? So that's what they're trying to communicate, that all things come and go. But what remains is God. And so the list we hear today in this first reading is just a short part of the list that Koheleth gives in this book. But he is pounding away at that generation, of course, for all generations, because we all get fall into the same trap. We get distracted from the number one thing that is of God or following Christ. And it's so easy to get fall away because there's so many things to distract us. And in Paul's letter to the Colossians, he goes on about this. It's all about Christ. And if you've got Christ, you've got everything. And he goes one step further and he talks about how we throw all of our old self and a new self. The old self, you're meant to die to all of these things. And the new self is to be all about being baptized in Christ. And we should always have Christ as our primary vision, everything that we focus on. And of course, in the gospel, Christ himself, he has these two brothers coming to him. And they've sort of, the irony of this is, you have to unpack the sort of Luke's irony here. The two brothers come to him and talk about inheritance. They're fighting about inheritance. What they don't ask is about what? Why would they have inheritance? Because their father has just died. And his father has taken how much with him? Nothing. So the irony is not spelled out, but the idea is that you're fighting about, and none of you are going to take it either. And so he's reminded him, and he tells this parable about the rich man who builds a larger barn, and he will go. The point being is that what is most important in life may not be what we think it is. And it's easy to go after and start ranting and railing about all the wealthy people and what they do, about their possessions, or whether it be $400 million yacht, or whether it be a $200 million house, or whether it be a $150,000 car. We can rant and rave about all the excesses, but the reality is most of us get distracted by our possessions from God. Now, they may be good possessions, but when they take our attention away from God, then they have done just the same thing as a yacht or a house or any of the above. The challenge then for us is, how do we stay focused on Christ with all the multitude of distractions? I mean, each of us have different distractions. I'm always fascinated by how we get distracted by different things. Different people with different things. And we get distracted by good things. They're not bad things in themselves. But when taken to an extreme, we lose our balance. Whether it be, again, possessions, or whether we're always trying to keep up with the latest technology. And we've always got to have the latest iPad or the latest iPhone, or where we've always got to have the latest piece of software, or where we always got to have the latest app. And we're always on it, and we're always playing it, or we're doing, you know, different things for different people. Or whether it is that we have, you know, I meet people who have the strangest hobbies, and they are consumed with collecting the strangest things, and they're completely obsessed by these. Or whether we hoard and we just keep stuff. We want to give nothing away, and we keep stuff, and we buy bigger homes so we can hold more stuff. And it makes no sense. Or whether it is, like often I hear, some people love hold on to grudges. I've just come from Ireland. Let me tell you, it's true. They do. They love to hold on to grudges. 20, 30, 40-year-old grudges. They can't even remember the specifics, but I know I don't like that man. That's all they remember. But like, those are possessions we cannot take with us. The irony of it is that we all have something that is separating us. It's not allowing us to be more fully. So then the question becomes, is there one approach that can help us stay focused? I'm not sure if there's one thing, but I'll tell you one thing that's worked for me. Some time ago, I created a gratitude list. Right? A gratitude list the things that I'm grateful for. And you know, I suspect when you go to make your gratitude list, that you'll find, like I did, none of the things are on the top five. They're all relationships. They're all things that literally money can't buy. Whether they're a relationship with family or with friends or with parish, you can't buy them. Money can't get that. And even then, when you start to move to the things, they aren't the cars and they aren't the house and they aren't the clothes. They're often tiny little memento things that have no value per se at all. So what I suggest to you is that you create a gratitude list and keep coming back to it and add to it if you would, or take away from it if you want. And go back to this gratitude list time and time again to remind yourself of what is important in your life. Because I can tell you that the devil will constantly tell you something else is more important. And the only way to stay focused on the most important thing of God being is to value what God has given us as a gift. So today, let's not be caught up in the vanity of vanities of our own life, or to store up things that we know we can't take with us. Let's make a gratitude list, and let's review it regularly so that we know what is important and what God has given us is a gift. And that we treasure that so we can stay focused on Christ, who is our all.